It's 5:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Thomas Morrison. It's 3 degrees and rainy outside our East York studios. Here's what's making news. Toronto's Medical Officer of Health wants the city's chain restaurants to list sodium and calorie counts on their food items. Dr. David McCowan wants restaurants with 10 or more locations across Canada and restaurants that make more than $10 million in gross profit to provide the info. The City of New York required restaurants with more than 15 locations to list calorie counts back in 2008. If passed, it would make Toronto the first Canadian city to make calorie and sodium disclosure mandatory. Parties could be ruined as the LCBO has a strike deadline. Some 7,000 employees could walk off the job on May 17th if a new contract is not reached. The current four-year contract expired on March 31st. The strike threat comes at a time when Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak has hinted at privatizing the Crown Corporation if he's elected premier. According to the union representing LCBO workers, wages and benefits, job security, and improvements to health and safety standards remain the biggest issues. Changes could be coming to a transit shelter near you. Astro Media is a step closer to using rotating images after an amendment was passed by the city's Public Works Committee. I recently covered the story, and here's my report.
22.9.
The city's Public Works and Infrastructure Committee debated a motion that would allow Astro Media to incorporate static images in transit shelters and other city furniture. Committee Chair Denzel Minnie-Wong talks about the deal.
A 20-year agreement where Astro would pay for the construction and placing of transit shelters and street furniture.
Those that spoke at the meeting included Union Advertising's Lance Martin, who felt static advertising would enhance the city's global appeal.
Having advertising mediums that are interactive and able to work with modern-day technologies is really important. And my clients are, I can see a shift now from moving out of traditional things that don't give them the freedom to make a complete 360 digital campaign.
Astro's Senior VP of Real Estate, Ron Hutchinson, spoke about the need for innovation.
The contract and all of its specifications should continue to provide guidance for the program, but it should not hold us back from new opportunities and the innovations available today and in the future.
There is some opposition to the changes, including Councillor Mike Layton. He feels digital advertising can be a big risk to public safety.
Well, one thing is, I'm not a big fan of digital advertising. I think that the way it flips and constantly change over actually distracts drivers more, and we know these ads are targeted at drivers, not pedestrians. So I'm worried for public safety.
The motion was approved and will now go to City Council on May 7th. Thomas Morrison, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Turning to sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in Tampa Bay tonight to take on the Lightning. The Leafs have already clinched their first playoff berth in 9 years, but if the team wins its final three games, the Leafs could even win the Northeast Division, securing home ice advantage. The Lightning, meanwhile, have been eliminated from playoff contention and have lost six straight games coming into tonight. Goaltender James Reimer has dominated the Lightning this season, stopping 60 of 63 shots in two games, both won by the Leafs. Game time is 7 p.m. The Toronto Blue Jays avoided a sweep this afternoon with a 6-5 win in Baltimore. Catcher J.P. Arencibia hit his American League-leading eighth home run of the season and had two RBIs. Shortstop Macer Asturias drew a bases-loaded walk in the 11th to give the Jays the lead. The Blue Jays now head to New York for a three-game set against the Yankees beginning tomorrow. And in entertainment, you've heard of the 12 Days of Christmas. Now NBC is announcing the 12 Days of Game Show this fall? The trivia game show, being called the Million Second Quiz, will allow fans to play along with four contestants who will play the game while living in a special made studio in Manhattan. After the 12 days, someone could win as much as $10 million. And that's Observer Radio News. For more stories, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Thomas Morrison. Thanks for listening.